Many years ago, I knew this guy. You probably know the type. His name was Gary or Greg or something, but everyone knew him as Golf Punk. His whole thing was breaking in windows of expensive cars using a golf club to protest the wealth gap or something like that. Anyway, he called himself a performance artist, and some rich dude decided it'd be funny to give him a Cadillac to drive around, you know, ironically. And Golf Punk, he changed, man. He changed. Now that he had a Cadillac of his own, he suddenly felt a lot of empathy for the other Cadillac owners and stopped smashing windows. He still wanted to smash things though, so he took his golf club to the golf course and he started playing. You know, golf. The rich people's sport. And he was good at it. Up entering into a tournament and won a lot of money, but then his past caught up with him and all these rich assholes like sued him for the windows he broke, and then he had to go on this big ol' apology tour, cause it's not like he ever hurt anyone or said anything racist, but God forbid some windows get smashed up. Anyway, we all kinda lost track of him for a long time, but then a few weeks ago he reached out to me and was like, "Hey, remember me?" And I was like, "Hey, I remember you. Man, Golf Punk, it's been a long heckin' time." Then he kind of went silent. And then he says to me, So, I'm not Golf Punk anymore. I got married, settled down, had kids. Now I'm more of a golf dad. And I was like, oh, huh, weird. And then he said the most offensive thing to me ever. And now I drive a Prius. Anyway, I guess the moral of the story is it's okay to grow up sometimes, and maybe you're gonna grow apart too. And that's alright.